All right, let's get going tonight. 1 minute off.
Where are we going?
Depends on what time we finish. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to tonight's meeting of the City Council. Mayor Burns is unable to attend, so I'm sitting in for him. My name's Craig Maladra. I'm one of the aldermen from the 5th Ward. Can we have a roll call, please?
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Ralph D'Antino. Arthie Flanagan. Sam Hill.
Here.
Gene Kilberg.
Here.
Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks.
Here.
Robert Piper.
Here.
Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
All right. Thank you very much. Pledge of Allegiance tonight. Colin, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very good. All right. Item 3A, featured presentation by the police department. Chief Mexen, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
A brief PD presentation will be on the King County Triad and the Geneva Senior Care Program, both because they both complement each other. They both pretty much mirror each other in terms of purpose and of goal. It's a subject that was brought to our attention as possibly a topic that may be of interest to the City Council, so we thought we'd provide the material to you and to those viewing. The person that's going to be presenting the material tonight is Officer Eddie Jackson, and I've asked Eddie to present the information because he has been instrumental in the development of both programs from the absolute beginning of each. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in the law enforcement community within the county that has spent more time and effort and dedication on senior care issues than Officer Jackson has and continues to provide. So that being said, I'll turn the floor over to our subject matter expert, Officer Eddie Jackson.
Thank you, Chief. Well, I have to correct the Chief. There's only one person I know that knows more about senior care than I do, and that's Ron Singer. Chief said, you have 15 minutes, keep it brief, and don't tell them any jokes about the Green Bay Packers. So I got to go on and get rolling there. Pete warned me over and over. He said, as we all know, Geneva is a great place to raise a family and also to retire. And as the baby boomers started to come of age, Chief Kidwell at the time said we needed to address some of the issues that our seniors were having in the community. So we created the Senior Care Program in 1998. And the purpose of the program was twofold. One was to be a crime prevention for the seniors and also to facilitate and help the seniors in reference to the social services, being what we call I was like the go-between guy. Like, we had calls for the police department that wasn't actually police-related. However, social services could play a great part in reference to assisting the seniors along with their families with different things. Now, service, you know, the biggest thing that we always talk about is service. You have a great gratitude and a great feeling about yourself when you can always serve and give to other people. And what we try to do in the Geneva Police Department is we carry the values of integrity, compassion, and also try to understand, and it's not up there now, but we always talk about having empathy for others and caring for the different seniors that we do represent. And in reference to the seniors, if they feel that you really don't care about them, they don't care about how much knowledge you really have. And so we have four programs that we have implemented and is an ongoing program. And I'm just going to talk briefly about those real fast. I gave each one of you a little form that we call Operation Senior Care in the 911. We started experiencing a lot of seniors as they go older. They have different needs, and then sometimes they have medical issues. And unfortunately, we were going to different calls and we couldn't get in, and in some death situations where we needed to get in hold of a family member. So we came up with the Senior Care program, and we partnered with TRICOM. And what we tried to do in reference to partnering with TRICOM, we looked at the information in the form. The most important thing we want to do is we would flag the address here in Geneva, and if there's any medical problems that they may have, they can list in the form. And sometimes, and Mr. Singer would say, we always talked about the HIPAA laws. And I would always tell the seniors that it's not important that you provide the medical information or the will. We just needed a second person that we can contact just in case we need to get into the residence or if it was something that we needed to know in reference to providing urgent care to you right away. Now, the second one is we have we provide constant crime prevention programs. We do constantly possibly 20 to 30 programs a year in reference to fraud, scams against seniors, home repair fraud also. And that's a big issue that we have, and we try to keep it fluent and staying current with the different trends that's going on as far as crime prevention. And then the Be Safe program. Be Safe program is bankers and seniors against financial exploitation. As this recession deepens, we find that we have a lot of family members that's exploiting seniors. And what the Be Safe program is we're going to start probably in January, February. We're going to go to every single bank here in Geneva, and we start with the frontline tellers, and we try to educate them in reference to signs to look for in reference to scams and financial exploitation against the seniors. Probably 6 months ago, we started our unused medication program, and now we've collected close to 450 pounds of actual drugs and over 10,000 pills from the seniors. A lot of times seniors is having medical issues and medical problems. Once a spouse dies, they have a lot of medicine inside the cabinets, so they're bringing them down. And it's also open not just for seniors, for anyone inside the community. Now, moving on to the triad. The triad, give you a brief history, it started in 1990. It was a program, had a national initiative in which the National Sheriff's Association, International Chiefs of Police, and the AARP, they started the program as a crime prevention for seniors. And what we did here in the Central County Triad, Sheriff Ramsey, he had a triad in the north, triad in the south, and he said we needed to start something here for the seniors in Geneva, St. Charles, and Batavia. So at that point, Deputy Johnson and myself, we contacted Mr. Senior and – I said Singer, sorry. Mr. Singer, and he was one of the main founders to help us get it together, along with Mr. Pat Brazel, who was one of our first presidents. And the main focus of the program – was basically to provide awareness of crimes against seniors, educate citizens in reference to crime prevention tips, and to provide a communication where law enforcement and the seniors can get along and we all understand the needs of the seniors. It was established in 2004, and we signed an agreement that we put together with the Kane County Sheriff's, Geneva Police Department, Elburn, Batavia, St. Charles, Geneva Township, Senior Services, and Kane County State's Attorney. And this is some of the programs that we've done. We just did a program last Wednesday in reference to driving. And this is Mr. Singer. He was there along with Mr. Brazel. Just showing you some of the programs. This is also last Wednesday. We had close to probably 75 to 100 seniors that was there that actually listened to the presentation. Part of it. Now, this here is we provide also information in reference to the Medicare. There's a lot of changes that's taking place, and the seniors, we try to give what's actually the hot topic, and that's the biggest thing now is Medicare B. And this is one of the representatives from the state, and also we have a beautiful relationship with Delmar Community Hospital, and that's one of the representatives there. That's one of the members there at the actual, and this is another one of our events that we hosted with the seniors. Picnic. We have a picnic for the seniors every year, and it's one thing. This is our second annual picnic. Probably close to, would you say, Mr. Singer, 75 to 100 seniors attend. That's Mr. Brazel, Mr. Singer.
Ron's cooking.
Ron, there you go.
That's I told you had a picture fire. For
you. And then these are when a part of the organization in the triad. We have a lot of other social services, everything from senior services, Delmar Community Hospital, Delmar Glen, and these are some of the volunteers that help us serve the seniors. That's Ken. All right. So let's open up for any questions that you may have in reference to the senior care program.
All right. Thank you, Officer Jackson. Do we have any questions, comments?
Yep. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Since I have been a senior for several years, this is a wonderful program, and I apologize for not participating.
Oh, well, you're always welcome.
I know. Well,
we
thank
meet
you
every
very much.
Every third Friday, 10 o'clock a.m., over at the Senior Center.
Okay.
Wheeler Park.
Good. I'll try to make that. And then this form here, is this something that we should try to keep on our person at all times?
Yeah, what we tried to do in reference to the File for Life is something that Mr. Browser, along with Mr. Singer, they came up with. That's something you keep on your person.
Yes.
We had a senior that was involved in an accident, and he had the card in there, and it kind of described some of his medical conditions, along with a family member that could be contacted. Whenever we go to an accident scene, the first thing we do is we want to know who you are, so we grab your wallet. A lot of times they keep that inside their wallet. Now, inside the package, you also see in the home, you can place a File for Life right on your refrigerator. So if we actually get inside the residence, the File for Life has your information as well, and we can contact your doctor or family member, same concept as the senior care program for TRICOM.
Good. I need an extra one of these for my wife.
Oh, I have one for you.
All right, thanks. Yeah.
And then is there anything else inside the package that you see? Just come down to see me. You're welcome
right,
to it.
Sure will. Thank you very much. Great presentation.
Oh, thank
Great
you.
Program.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Kilburn.
As some of our neighbors age and as they begin to fail, what's the proper protocol if, in fact, you feel a senior may need some attention or assistance, possibly from maybe even social services?
Mm-hmm. Well,
children, they have no children,
right?
And what is the process for maybe referring someone that could benefit from some type of an assessment?
Yes. Normally, if a family member, and we chief reviews all the different reports that comes in, if we see it's a need in reference to a senior in the community, then I would go in and actually sit down with the family. And what we try to do, and if it's just a senior on us all alone, we contact senior services. And senior services come out and they do a complete assessment, and they know pretty much the different avenues that they can take and the different programs that's available for them. That's our first step, senior services.
You get involved, as a part of your the service that Geneva Police Department provides, do you get involved in that?
I have a lot of family members that call me because they may live in outside of the city of Geneva, and from Minnesota to mm-hmm. California, and someone will tell them that I'm a certified senior care officer through the state, and they'll mention it to them. I see one of the brochures that you see in the package. They'll call me and they'll give me an idea of what the needs is for a parent, and what I'll do is go by and see them. And the next thing, being a mandated reporter, I'll contact senior services and they'll go in and do an assessment. Now, pretty much every single day, maybe 3 days a week, there's a representative from senior services that's over at the Geneva Township.
Okay.
Share office there, and any if you're able to get around and move. But if not, we can always have a counselor come by and see you at your residence, too.
Good. Thank you very much.
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Officer Jackson, this form, the emergency information form, I presume you would encourage seniors or people who look after seniors or people who have an older senior friend possibly to remind them that this form is a very useful thing and will let them sleep a little better, I would think, just knowing that the police know that you're a senior alone in your house and the police have information as to who to contact, et cetera. This is available anytime at your office?
Yes, we have them sitting directly across from the front desk in the police department, and we pretty much have, even if it's not any in the file, we have them right there at the front desk.
So an officer responding to a call
mm-hmm.
actually has access to this information?
Normally what happens if an officer goes to a call and he sees that it's a special senior issue, then they'll send a email to the chief, and the chief are directed to me, and I'll go by and try to meet with the senior or their family member. And normally that's the first protocol that I bring to them and explain to them. I try not to be real pushy with it, but I'll leave it with them, and it's something that they review, and most of the time they'll mail them in. Currently, right now, we have probably about 70 seniors just in the senior care program. And one thing I kind of failed to mention, that the information is confidential and it's not shared with anyone, and it's kept right there in TRICOM, and it doesn't leave
So that's important, that it is confidential.
That is extremely important. A lot of times now with a lot of organizations having their systems broken into and stealing information from Social Security to their date of births and financial identity theft, seniors are very concerned about their information being shared with other people. And the biggest thing is we do not share any of our information with any outside source, just for TRICOM and for emergency services only.
Thank you. Good program.
And the thing also I didn't mention, we also can flag your vehicle. On there, if you have a vehicle, we put the actual plate inside TRICOM. And if it's within the Tri-City area, that plate will come back and say they're a member of the senior care program. And if you need it, they have heart issues, stroke, and here's a family member that you contact if they're unconscious.
Alderman Brown, are you done?
Thank you.
Okay. Alderman Senior. I mean, Singer.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you all know over the years the passion I've had for our seniors in our community, and I can't tell you how appreciative our community should be of Officer Jackson.
Thank you.
He does a remarkable job with the elderly people, and they have a great respect and admiration for him as well. And he has a means of being able to communicate with them. It is just marvelous to see him have these little tidbits of information that he's able to involve himself in the discussions he has with them, and the manner in which he's able to bring them forward and just show them the needs and give them direction. And it's a marvelous thing. I truly appreciate what you do for us community, Officer Jackson.
We do have a passion for just the citizens in general here in Geneva. It's a great place to raise a family and also mm-hmm. retire, and just being able to serve and help out is just a great rewarding feeling for myself. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to come. I kind of stumbled this going on my 13th hour for the day. I know I stumbled through some of the words and tried to reach and trying to find answers for you, but thanks again for allowing me to come.
You're doing great. Can you handle one more question?
No, go right ahead.
Officer, but is this information, these forms, are there?
Turn that thing on. See, I'm a senior. I do forget, Tom. Are these forms and this information available on our webpage or our police department's webpage so that a senior is connected to the internet, that they could be in contact and complete them that way? Or is that something you really want to encourage?
At this point, I don't believe we have the forms online. However, okay. If there's a senior that's immobile and not able to move around, if they give me a call, I'll be more than happy to come to the residence, explain the form to them, assist them filling it out, or just leave it with them and a family member can help them fill it out.
Well, there's some that are savvy on computers, and they might be able to do that on their own. I just want to think that maybe we want to consider putting it on the webpage through the police department. Maybe that's the place for it to go, or somewhere else that would be appropriate. I don't know.
And that probably would be an excellent idea. I'll talk to Rhonda first thing tomorrow and see if it's something we can place online that they can fill out right then and there and get the process.
Not all the seniors are savvy about computers, but we do learn after a few years trying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Repetition.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Any more questions?
Nope.
Well, thank you, Officer Jackson,
thank you very much. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yep.
Have a good day.
Before we go on, could I ask somebody to turn on the lights for me?
I'll get that.
It was too relaxed. Okay, have we got any amendments to the agenda? All right, no amendments. Moving on. Omnibus agenda. I have a motion to pass, or is any?
So moved.
Alderman Kill.
Second.
Alderman Singer. This is a roll call, so.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Okay, that moves us down to item 10 on the agenda, municipal bills for payment. Will the clerk please read the bills?
Bills for payment total $1,590,077.57.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The individual bills are listed on the city website in the city package. Thank you.
Brown, do I have a second?
Second.
Alderman Marks. Is this a voice vote?
No.
Roll call.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Okay. Item 11A. Recommend ordinance number 2011-49, amending Title 10, Chapter 4, et cetera, applying to fires used for private or public recreational purposes.
So moved.
Alderman Piper, do I have a second?
Seconded.
Alderman Kilberg. Comments, questions? Okay, none. Roll call, please.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Nay.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Nay.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
6-2.
Okay, motion passes 6-2. 11B, resolution number 2011-77, endorsing Kane County Fit for Kids 2020 plan.
So moved.
Second.
Vogelsberg and Alderman Hill. Questions, comments?
Will they still be kids in 2020?
I'm wondering if I'll be fit by 2020. Okay, so this is roll call also.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
All right. It brings us down to item 13, new business. Do any members of the council have any new business? Anybody in the audience have any new business they want to bring forward?
Greg?
Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one more time to remind people, please do not rake your leaves into the gutter. It's my turn. I guess it's usually Sam or some of the other aldermen, but it's my turn this week. People are still raking leaves into the gutter, and the city would appreciate if you don't. It makes it much more easy for the trucks to pick them up, and the second thing is they don't flow into our sewers and back up our sewers. So somebody else's turn next week to say the same thing. Thank you.
All right, Alderman Hill.
I have a new one to add. I just discovered that people are raking leaves into drainage swales. Mm. And there's one that goes through Pepper Valley and goes through my subdivision and ends up at the Department of Public Works property. And it could back up with leaves and clog up the drain sewers and
flood your basement.
So any place where there's drain swales, don't put your leaves in there. It's against the law and against common sense. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think if they do it, instead of a ticket, we should make them watch the video over and over of saying, Carolyn, Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong.
That'd be number two after Paranormal Activity 3 on the scare movie.
A year in jail.
The scare movie.
They'd prefer a year in jail, I think.
Mrs. McKittrick.
Thank you. I just wanted to let council members know that we have ordered door hangers with the leaf pickup program rules printed on them. They should be in this week. If you would like a stack of those, I would be happy to put those in your mailbox. Just let me know, and I'm happy to do that. So.
Speak softly or carry a door hanger.
Exactly.
Put a business card in somebody's door.
Put them on the front seat of our car so when we're driving our ward,
yeah.
We can hang them out, though. Hand them to the person that we see raking the leaves.
All right. Leaf vigilantes. Any other new business? Mr. Cass?
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
Good to see you. Okay. We got item 14. We have closed session on the agenda. I don't expect any action.
Motion to go to open session.
Piper, session. Second.
Second.
Closed session.
And Marks.
I think we'll try that first. Yeah.
Roll call.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Richard Marks.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
I get my
aye.
Priorities some days.
I think we should announce the purpose of the closed meeting.
All right. Okay. So my mistake. Closed session is a matter on collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees and their representatives.
And no action is expected to be taken.
I didn't hear that. I already said that. All right. Thanks, everybody.